Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has outlined terms for a political solution to the country's bitter conflict. He made his proposals in a rare public address to the nation. We can get the latest now across live to RT's correspondent in the region. Alexei Yaroshevsky now joins us here. Alexei, good to see you. Thanks for coming on so quickly. What exactly has the Syrian leader suggested to end the near two-year-long worth of violence?
Well, there have certainly been rather interesting quotes coming from the Syrian president. He, in fact, called to hold an international reconciliation conference to end the violence and end the military conflict, which has been going on for almost 2 years now in Syria. And this initiative, according to Assad, will lead to a nationwide referendum and fair election, which is the only way, according to the Syrian president, that the political landscape in this country can be changed. But this initiative can only be possible, according to Assad, if the Western countries and some regional countries, as he put it, stop investing into terrorist groups which are fighting to overthrow his regime. Now, definitely those quotes have been very interesting from Assad. He's been again in pretty much a defiant tone saying that, I quote, that the only way that Syria will listen to the outside world is through an advice, not through a dictating. So it's interesting to see whether the opposition, whether the rebels, which have been fighting the pro-governmental forces for almost 2 years now, will listen to this kind of initiative. Experts are already speculating whether they will be willing to accept this offer, but definitely this is something new coming from Assad. He will be willing to see a fair election and a referendum held in his country, which could eventually put bait to the military conflict, which killed more than 60,000 people already.
Yeah, Alexei, certainly here at RT we were keeping a very close watch on Assad's speech. And one point I found interesting was he said that he said any political transition in Syria is a domestic issue and should be treated as such. Any external political influences are unsolicited and unnecessary. Certainly getting a roaring reception from the crowd watching his speech there. RT's Alexei Yaroshevsky. Thank you.